Glory to Jesus Christ. If we read words of Holy Fathers and their comment on this gospel we just heard, we really can notice one thing, how they stress what was Christ's explanation of problem with that woman. They really stress that her problem was spiritual problem, not physical problem. This physical disability was caused by thing which was in her heart. And they say that this is true, and they say this from their own experience, from their experience which came out from their spiritual fight and understanding. And they say from their experience that this is true. They say that if we become slaves of our sins, passions, pride or other things, we start to bend and we are not able to see things which are above. We see and we put importance only to things which are part of this world. And somehow these explanations and or these thoughts touched me and hit me during that week, and I was thinking that, oh my God, this lady, she was in synagogue for 18 years. It was not something that she just came, it would be said, but she was there. I asked myself, you know, you are in church all the time. Is there something what put you down, what bent you? And I realized that there are many things which causes that. If you start to think about, you can find really a lot of things which force you to bend, to lose this look up, and you are looking only down. And, well, I think that this is a problem of the church in the last two centuries, that we were bent by these powers we let them to do this to our lives. I recalled this one chapter from the work of French philosopher Jacques Rousseau, and in his work he wrote one chapter in his book about a priest. In some kind of parish, I don't remember the name, but this is not important. And he said that, I like that priest. Why? He described it this way. This priest doesn't believe in God, but he still works like priest. He serves liturgies, he prays, he gives sacraments, he says all these nice words, but he doesn't believe in God. What he likes is, what he stays priest, it is because it is beauty which is in the liturgy, which is in prayer, which is in these nice words and advices, but he doesn't believe in God. And I think that this book caused a lot of damage to the church, because that book, especially this chapter, which was published many times, gave bad direction to many Christians. And it had huge influence on whole countries. Because this description of this priest was understood how we should, or suggestion, how we should take religion. Not to look up. Just to use religion as a something what enhance our feeling of beauty, enhance or give us good feelings, which cause that, well, it's that cause that that teaches us that it is up to us to improve everything, that it is in our power, that if we try very hard, so we will be good people. If we try very hard, we can do many changes in the world and change in the lives of the others. If we try too hard, we can do this. And this thought caused that we bent and we lost this set up. And this is why we are many times disappointed that, well, my faith doesn't work, doesn't touch me, doesn't touch other people. But it doesn't touch because we lost this connection to look up. If we do things, and many times we do, and yes, it is not a living faith. I just give you an example. You know, just very simple, which describes that. It's a Sunday obligation. Well, don't take me wrong, I am not judging now. I'm just giving an example how we feel these things. If I come on Saturday, it means that Sunday, it's free for me. Oh yeah. If I have a lot on my shoulders, if there I have to travel far, if I there is like really some kind of necessary emergency, like thing that, well, I must go and there is no opportunity to go to the church, yes, it works. But if I have that Sunday is 3 days for me, why am I not coming? Why don't I come to meet our Lord who gives me eternal life? Who gives me life, who gives me eternal life, who gives me grace? Why not? Yes, it's okay because it is the law, church gives this. But I am talking about something, it's all right, there is no sin in there. But I am going to I want to just stress this, what is deeper there. Isn't it sign that we really lost this look up, this calling of God, that God calls us, you know, you should love me from all my, your heart, strength, mind. I should be your priority because I want to bless you, I want to heal you, I want to. No. This many times we have this approach which calls that we are really not attractive through our faith. Because this connection with God is not burning in us. And we think that we can do it by ourselves. That if we try very hard, we can do wonderful things. But true is that we are nothing. And if there is not God's grace coming to our lives, we do only our job or our things, which can be nice, but well, it really will not bring real change to our lives. And I think that this is why I found my heart. How many things I can I want to do by myself, I think, okay, if I try hard, if I do this and this and this, everything would work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. If we take just, remember, we, for example, we gave out as a parish around 10,000 DVDs or CDs as a evangelization. How many people came and joined us because of that? Zero. Zero. If I ask new people, how did you find us? They just came over. People are coming from different direction to join the church, not through this our effort. And it is maybe because that God wants to show us that if you really trust your word, it would not work. Trust me. Put me on the first place in your lives, and you will be healed. I don't say that we should stop that. No, no way. This is a good thing. What I think is that we should find in our hearts, in truth, what is God for us. It is just like for that priest from the parish, that he just liked it because it caused this beauty of the church liturgy, prayer, and all other these liturgical things and church things, caused that he felt well. It is just this, or it is something what is my thirst for living God who can give me eternal life. And I try to put him as a something in my center in my life. The biggest work of salvation was done by, and it is amazing, by those who put God in the center of life. The biggest lovers of neighbors, and were those people who ran away from people because they wanted to find God. And it is amazing to hear this in our reading, this life of saints, and especially it is visible in the lives of monks who left world and they wanted to be in this solitude with God because they wanted to reach God and to be with deep union with Him. They left everything. And you know what God did? He sent whole worlds to them. They were most visited people, and they were real helpers and lovers of people. Because the first thing for them was to have this connection with God. And I think that this is what we are supposed to ask during this liturgy. You know, before Anaphora, because before God comes on this altar, we let us stand right. You know, church invites us, you know, remove everything from your heart what causes that you are bent, that you look only and think of this world. Look up. What is important? God is coming to give you eternal life. Remove everything from your heart what causes that this is not your own and important goal. I don't know if you understand me. I just wanted to share what was in my heart during this week. And I felt that it's very important for me. And I'm hoping that through God's grace, we all come to this understanding that the only thing's important, to be with God, to serve Him, to love Him, and to stand erect, looking up. And then all other things, good things, they come naturally. Naturally. And we will know that it is not our effort, not our power, not our strength, but it is God's power, God's strength, God's grace, which is working through us. And this is key. How to bring healing not only to our souls, but to souls of all those around us. Amen.